And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guy from 22nd Street Landing. It's Mike Morrison's here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here at 22nd Street Landing and all the islands and great spots up there. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great show talking about a place I really like, 22nd Street.
Yeah, what a great spot. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for making the voyage down the freeway here to join us in the world headquarters here. And what's happening at 22nd Street?
A lot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
it's really good fishing.
It's really, really good fishing. The signs of we started fishing in February, you know, overnight trips, which we haven't had in quite some time. I went just past my 10-year anniversary of being there. I saw a weird Facebook post of about how we used to have a cat in the office. And I walked away from my bowl of cereal, and I came back, and it was gone. So that cat took my food, but he's not here anymore. So I donated him to someone nice.
Yeah.
10 years, man. That's awesome.
10 years.
Pretty stoked. Walked in there one day asking for a job, got denied a few times, and then one day I got hired for fixing the vending machine. So I'm stuck.
With you.
Yeah.
And you basically oversee all the operations there at 22nd Street.
Yeah, now you're on the show.
Yeah, no, they embraced me as someone that can smile and nod my head enough and get through the mess of you know, a Friday night. So
yeah,
no, it's a great place to be.
And you're like, you're so good at both dealing with us as fishermen and customers and anglers, and then also the boat, you know, all the boat problems that the guys have on the other side. Like, everybody has praised you as being the guy that can handle dealing with both sides of it.
Yeah, I wear a lot of hats, but I'm not good at any of them. Just being there on time is a part of the problem in this industry. But, you know, there's always something that goes on, from logistics to getting people happy to making boat owners happy and captains and crew members running to grab little things here and there to just keep the thing running.
Especially at 22nd Street, there's so many boats, so much different fishing you guys do. Short trips, long trips, bait, people, I mean, everything. That's a very, very busy spot.
Oh, yeah. No, we stay busy, thankfully.
So what are the boats? Give us kind of the lowdown of the boats, the runs, and all that stuff right now.
So every day we have a full day to Catalina Island. That's the Pursuit. From 6 to 6. It's one of the only three-quarter day boats in our area that has bunks. So everybody gets a bunk with their loads being limited. So there's 35 bunks.
That's awesome. Nice.
Pretty awesome. Everybody really appreciates that. And then we have the Monte Carlo. It's our double half-day boat, 6:30 to noon, and then 12:30 to 6. Most people that are listening have been on the Monte Carlo. It's,
right.
You know, started up in Ventura County and been at home at San Pedro for quite some time. Big-ass
Paul Strasser ran it for how many years?
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, forever. First time I ran the boat, I called him for all the spots that weren't in the GPS.
Yeah.
So, you know, he gave me some good stuff. And then we have the Native Son. It's our three-quarter day freelance boat. They'll fish anywhere. Aaron Graham runs the boat, and he does a bang-up job. Big, big boat. All of our boats are big. Then we have the Overnight Freedom, every night of the week, 10 o'clock. And you don't
Freedom's
know,
like sister ship to like the Liberty and the Side 95 and all that?
Yes.
Big boat.
Big, huge boat. And when Frank bought the Liberty, he actually came to the Freedom to see what Mark did to the upgrades on there. And compared notes and made them both nice. Those old boats are probably in the second best shape of their life when they were new. I mean, it's no expense spared on the Overnight fleet, especially with Mark owning it. Then we have our charter boats. We have the Amigo that just finished a repower. Captain Marky, he was supposed to be here today, but his mom would let him come.
Mark Paisano Jr.
Wow. He is impressed a lot of us down there with how much his work ethic is definitely changed. He's been there every day. He's probably aged about 20 years in the last 3 months. He got brand new engines, brand new generators, everything. The boat's badass.
That's cool. I mean, and that's like six-pack?
Oh, no, it's they take 15.
15.
It's such a cool boat. It's like, I don't know how you describe it. It's like very sleek. It's bitchin'. It's a very cool, small charter boat. Like a small group, but very comfortable. And new motors, I think, it's got to be fast.
Oh, yeah, no, it's super fast. But the boat's been around quite some time. It was a light boat and ran out of Newport and stuff like that. So a lot of people know the boat. But it's quiet, it's fishy, it's fast, it's comfortable, and it's pretty badass. I mean, I'm looking forward to going out on it this season. And then we have Sean Roberts bought the Pride. It was out of Seaforth for quite some time, and he's doing a really good job. I mean, Sean's always done a good job as an operator for most of the guys down here and all over the place. He's ran a lot of trips. And he got the ball rolling early, acquired the boat, started running in February. Those were our overnight trips and put up sea bass specials, and boy, were they special.
That's cool.
It's been quite the season.
Yeah, no, they've been catching a lot of fish that they're not reporting. It's hard to keep that stuff a secret.
Yeah.
And then we got the True Line, John Watanabe. Brian's been running it this year. Everybody knows it from the Daiwa before. It's my favorite boat because you sit down and it's like you're sitting in a living room looking out of a window. So
cool.
The boat's pretty sick, really comfortable. And we got some dive boats up there, the Pacific Star, the Magician, the Bottom Scratcher, and two six-pack boats, the Judith Ann and the Cameron Dawson, Carl's old boat.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it's a lot of boats.
Yeah, it's pretty busy for our little landing.
Landing. And the cool thing about the location of 22nd Street is you can go north. You can go west, you can go south. I mean, it's just like there's so many different options, like that bite up at the Channel Islands. You guys can access that, right?
We are very fortunate to be where we're at. Yeah. We can fish anywhere, anywhere. We've been looking at this bluefin stuff down here, and some of us were like, hey, let's go for it. But why, when we just caught 15 or 20 sea bass and we're catching 60-pound sea bass, 40, 50-pound yellowtail.
Yeah,
the fishing is really good. The bait's really good. You can go out on an overnight trip, you know, and make squid in the bay. Catalina, San Clemente, Santa Barbara, San Nicolas. There's squid down at Isers right now. And,
wow.
Yeah, and the bait's different, though. The fin baits, we're dealing with the really big sardine, really small sardine, really nice anchovy, and it's never the same. You know, it's all it's
just
crazy.
Don't know what to expect the next day.
No, my predictions this year for us is you're gonna have to learn how to fly line a bait, like 12 years ago,
like old style.
Fly line a bait. We're gonna bring your super duper big, you know, whatever size talica you have, because this we're fishing dropper loop for these sea bass, and they're eating 80 pound.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. And they're big sea bass.
They're really big. And,
yeah, it's like big beach-grade fish at the islands this year.
It's everywhere. The halibut are biting. It's feeling more and more like when I first started fishing. You know, I've been fishing my whole life, but working there for, you know, 10 years. But it's just so interesting to see the what's happened after this El Nino, because, you know, all these guys I work for are older than dinosaurs, and and they tell us these stories, and are actually seeing it transition into something. And people, they stop talking about albacore, but I'm assuming my son's going to see albacore. You know, he's 6 years old, so he'll see albacore in, you know, the near future.
You said the pace of the fishing this year has been some of the best in a really long time. That, you know, the charter boat is done and sold out, and the charter for the next week. A lot of times that fish report doesn't even make it out there because they're not trying to fill up for the next day because they're already set. And there's been some really good unreported fishing.
There's been some seeker fishing that's going on. Just because in LA County we have a lot of boats, not just the sport fishing boats, but you got to, you know, play chess out there and keep it a secret for a few days, and then, you know. But people are paying attention. I mean, I have a lot of customers that call me personally on my phone, like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, you need to get on the boat. Like,
yeah,
it's good. It's biting good year. Now. You know? Yeah. Otherwise, there's going to be 37 skiffs on you. And
sure.
So you got to play the game. Them. Everybody's got to fish, but, you know, it's nice to keep it a secret for a little while. And we're battling weather and stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
Just shot
out. It's
been
a tough spring.
Yeah.
It has been. Man, this weather is frustrating.
It's been windy since October.
Yeah, it has. Hopefully after this week, which is not going to be nice this week until about Friday, we had Art Taylor on the show yesterday. He gets back on the water on Friday, and so maybe Art's like the secret, get back on the water, and it just flattens out.
After 40 years of it, maybe you start to get things a little more figured out. It sounds like he did. He's just not going to come back. He's just not going to start until the wind knocks off.
Exactly.
I like it. That works for me.
He's no dummy, right?
Yeah.
So what's this deal? I've been reading on FishDope about these white plastics for the sea bass. Are you guys on that game too?
You know, it's for us, we push bait, we push hooks, we push sinkers and stuff like that. For the guys that are in the know, it helps to, you know, have a leg up on certain things. But, you know, right now with the limit being one, we're done catching, you know, 25, 30 of them pretty quick on just a dropper loop before you have an opportunity to try something else.
Not broke,
just straight dropper loop.
Yeah, but plastic wise, I mean, I was actually fortunate to go fish with Sean on the Aloha when they were fishing those red crab hookup things. That was silly fishing. And that's going to happen again if you guys haven't paid attention. There's sea bass everywhere right now. I don't know if it's going to be that red crab thing, but maybe like a white colored, you know, tube lure of some sort. But I'm not old school, but I fished with old school guys, and we fished that hamburger rig on the crocodile with the big hook. You know, the white plastic thing, you know, do it, but try it out. But I know that we're always pushing the bait because just get the job done.
Get the job done. And you've had no issues getting squid.
No.
That's great.
You know, we're very fortunate with these weather patterns that we'll get in, catch their bait when we need it. It's strange. Like, we'd think you'd go to Catalina Island after 3 days of 40 knots of wind and, you know, oh, we're going to go catch rockfish now. But no, like, the yellows just start biting, or the bonitas. There's bonita everywhere. You know, it's really neat.
We're in a good cycle right now.
Yeah.
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 Bluefin, white sea bass, yellows, bonita. Big bonita, too, right?
Pretty big bonita.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. I mean,
not that it's the end-all, be-all, you know, in terms of having the squid, but when the guys are able to go over and tank up, how long are they able to usually stretch that out? Is it just you make it for the night and it's, you know, it's usually gone by the next day? Can you get a few days out of it? Like, how do they handle bait? And
I've been blessed to be working with the bait company since I started, like, first week I went out bait fishing.
You guys own the bait company?
Yeah. Not yet. I'm working on it. Hopefully. The squid's interesting, you know. If it's spawned out, would basically, you can tell right away, you know, it's kind of lethargic on the surface when it comes to the lights at night, or if we're set it for bait or something like that. You don't get too many days out of it, and that's why there's not a whole lot of squid ever in the barge, just because you can't really stretch it that far.
It's now, not going to last long enough in the barge to make it worth the space that it's going to take up.
Correct. And then sometimes you get there and the squid's just hard charging around and it hasn't spawned yet. So you're able to make, you know, 10, 15 scoops of it. And that'll last. I mean, you can get 5-6 days out of it sometimes.
Wow.
And then, you know, it's just as good as fresh dead as it is alive.
Sure.
I mean, honestly, you guys know you usually try to pin on some live squid that's biting you. But if you knock it once or twice on there, pin them together like they're mating on a hook, it gets bit just as good as fresh dead. But yeah, we've been very blessed to have that squid. But the long-term side of squid, you get 2 days out of it normally. But if it's that fired up smaller stuff, you can get
a little longer. That's cool.
So what's your standard drop or loop rig? Give us the lowdown. Well, hook and stinker.
I'm fishing a 4-aught Aki and a 6 to 8 ounce torpedo sinker, 40-pound fluorocarbon. To get bit, have my drag set. That's standard issue. One of our old timers, Dino, he's made these little spoons that are kind of fun too. You get 4 6-ounce little spoon, flattened, looks like a flattened torpedo sinker with glowing paint on it with a weird sidewash hook. But I like fishing that too. But
and you'd pin squids on that, or just fish it on?
No, pin the squid on it, because if you get the current going, it kind of flutters right in the little bite zone, because your dropper loop's 6 to 8 feet off the bottom anyways, and I like fishing it like a 3 foot.
And you fish, I'm just so curious, because I love stuff like this. You fish that on its own, or do you fish that as the sinker to the dropper loop? So you got
just on its own, like a leadhead and squid
got
setup.
It's a leadhead and squid, but it's different.
It kind of has a different plane to it, and you know, because your squid on a you know, 1 ounce leadhead just kind of floats back and then sinks out eventually, but this thing kind of planes out. And then things I've seen, like when Bruce was running the Fortune, they were fishing these 3/4 ounce. It looks like a 3/4 ounce slider, but smashed and then hooked to a ringed hook.
Huh.
And it kind of skips. It's like with very little conditions, and it'll get the bait to kind of like still
move a little bit,
swim around. And everything's different. You know, when sea bass get dumb, it's dumb. You know, they'll bite everything. But when it's not, you'll get that little peck bite where these things really matter. Like, try something different. You know, if you're not feeling any kind of perch peck during a sea bass bite, change it up, put a heavier sinker on, put a lighter sinker on, put a slider on, and glow always helps. Anything glows, you know, for some reason you see that guy get bit more often than the guy without a glow something or another.
Such a fun, frustrating, horrible, best, worst, everything fish and fishery that sea bass. Like,
when they put up a sea bass special, it's a special sea bass. It sucks. Sea bass fishing is the worst.
The worst.
Yes. The worst and the best.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe it.
When they want to go, it can be the most wide open thing ever, and then you can see that fish sitting under the boat. Yeah, good luck trying to catch one, or the bait, or in the exact same spot waiting for a condition to change. Then it, you know, you're sitting there, you know, just looking at everybody, nothing happening, and then the current changes one direction, boom, we're done with limits and we're out of here.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a wild fish.
I don't know if you still have a skiff, and I don't have a skiff anymore, but when you had your skiff, I mean, you'd go up here and fish sea bass up there. Same thing, I'd go fish for Furman or the pipe or up around the corner outside of the closure.
Sure.
And you just put a lot of time into those things, you know, it's really rewarding, you know. The sea bass, the coastal sea bass are huge. You know, you don't catch too many short sea bass. Furman, you'll catch some short ones. But up the coastline there, I mean, like, I have a buddy that's a diver, and last week before the wind, they were shooting 60-pounders full speed. And I was like, oh, God, I need to steal a boat, you know, and get out there and with my miner's hat and go camp out for a few nights.
Yeah.
You know, but sea bass fishing is incredible.
But there's been some big ones at Catalina, too.
That's all we catch there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're huge. You'll catch them randomly fishing a kelp line, some of that blue, tealy, foamy kind of water. And, you know, the bass are kind of pecking. Kelp's growing back, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's good news.
It's going back fast. And, you know, you'll see, like, the Pursuit will catch, they'll show a picture of one, turn in one, but they had a dozen. And they're, you know, 40-pound, 50-pound, big old jumbos.
Nice.
Got me fired up, man.
Yeah, oh,
dude, I think
Chrome's fishing for sure.
How do you guys watch this every day? You guys getting off of bluefin? I mean, blood's boiling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, no, the boats, it's a busy morning here, as you saw.
Call my wife and tell her I got something else going on. I'm on a half day just to go fishing.
Yeah.
I don't think today's a good day to do that.
No, I don't care.
Let's pick another,
I'm going to go fish in the harbor.
Go in the bay. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Mike has a wealth of knowledge and a lot of good sea bass and other stuff to talk about.
No doubt, man. It's going to be a great day and so much cool stuff to cover. So much stuff goes on at 22nd Street, from inshore to offshore to island fishing and beach fishing. It's going to be a great one. And we want to hear from you, man. If you want to join us, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or shoot us a text, as we've been saying. The text to show option has gotten hugely popular and lots of fun. And big thanks to everybody for participating in that. If you're not familiar, to text the show, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, too. You don't have to worry about reception or anything. Just fire off the app, and as long as you got a signal, you got Let's Talk Hookup coming to you live through the app. And make sure when you do send us a text message that you include your contact info. It is not like a standard text where your number just pops up. You need to make sure to include your name and your phone number, because if you're the winner at the end of today's show from that great text, you might we might need to call you back to get you some info for your killer prize. And speaking of killer prize, man, one lucky caller or lucky texter that's going to be determined by Mike at the end of the show is going to get to go fishing on an overnight trip on the Freedom at a 22nd Street landing. Maybe you'll get lucky to get in on some of that big sea bass or big yellowtail or whatever else is going on in the Freedom. Those guys are always on it. So an awesome, awesome prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 or text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds. Ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely packed. Everybody's fired up to talk to Mike. About 22nd Street. Going to be a great morning.
Texts are coming through like crazy. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. We're going to get it started this morning. Vinny, he's calling us from Carlsbad. Vinny, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got a quick tackle question for Ricky. Hey, so what pound test are the flat falls rigged up in the shop? And if I was to buy my own, what do you guys typically rig them with? Is it 100-pound, 200-pound, 150?
I think it varies a little bit on what you're doing, but the most common nighttime, big flat fall, big knife jig, we rig on 200-pound fluoro. It's just not a stealth fishing game at nighttime, and tangles happen. Bluefin have a little more aggressive teeth. They're head-shaking SOBs, and they chew off a lot, and in the dark, it just kind of doesn't matter. So for our nighttime, big flat fall, big knife jig, most common rigging that we do is 200-pound fluoro. The daytime definitely is a little more, the guys like, at least, you know, and our opinion is just based on how the boats are doing. When Jeff comes in on the Fortune, or when Gavin comes in the Queen, or whoever it may be, you know, we talk to those guys every day to try and get, you know, get the lowdown. And I would say the general consensus, nighttime, 200-pound fluoro, big giant everything, big hooks, big lures. They don't care.
A lot of hooks.
Put them on.
A lot of hooks. You like that, yeah.
And for daytime, everything's stealthed out a little more. Usually fished on like a 60-pound outfit, a heavy Colt Sniper that's either just tied direct with some 60-pound fluoro, or maybe a little heavier leader like an 80-pound fluoro leader. So smaller daytime jigs, call it 60 to 100-pound, and nighttime jigs, 130 to 200 or even more you could.
You guys rig up those over 22nd Street, yeah?
So we're behind the curve compared to down here. I mean, we've been fishing the bluefin for some time. But we haven't done, like, the charter boats are doing the kite fishing and stuff like that. The Freedom's doing flat fall, day-and-a-half stuff, you know, and then we figured out a couple secret backpack rigs and get a flying fish out there and stuff like that. But 35 guys on an overnight trip or a day-and-a-half trip with flying kites, our guys aren't tuned up for that like they are down here on the Shogun. Or the, stuff
but that
like
stuff
that.
Was but close to you last year.
It was, yeah, it was. I would say it was our
too.
Fish, you know.
Yeah,
that was,
for
they
sure.
They stay, you know, and there's still fish around. Like,
yeah.
We got skiff guys, commercial guys going, oh, God, you know, they're everywhere again.
Here they come.
We just haven't had the urge to go do it because of this.
Well, sea bass fishing, right?
You've got to take advantage of that when it's there.
Yeah, but we got, like, you guys watching videos, asking questions about how to rig up these flat falls, and we got our own tools and stuff like that. So we do a lot of rigging, but it's like the night of, so I'm doing like 40 jigs one night, and yeah, 200-pound big old Jobu hook and some swivels and prey.
Hey, awesome. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Steve from LA has a good question about sea bass fishing, and he wants to know, circle hook or J hook when you're doing the dropper loop?
I don't fish circle hooks until I'm fishing for something like a tuna or something like that. So always a J hook. You can fish. So think about your lead heads. You look at your lead heads and you don't understand like how big that hook actually is. It's like a 5, 6, 7-aught hook. So when you're fishing a lead head, you know, there's a 6-aught hook on a 1/8-ounce lead head. Dropper loop fishing, you're going to fish a 4-aught Aki twist hook and the 4.
That's
five,
like a long shank.
It's a long shank.
Yeah, like
hook.
An octopus 4X.
Yeah, you can get away with fishing, you know, a regular brass mustad 5-aught, 6-aught hook and get bit just the same. But it has a different little feel when, you know, it presents the squid a little better on a long shank hook. And, you know, you want to, sea bass is very opportunistic. You know, it's, you don't just go out there and load up. It could be bad all day and all of a sudden take one spot to get it done or done in the morning. So you want to get the right hooks. You always want to have fluorocarbon on. It will change your life. Put on 30, 40, 50-pound fluorocarbon.
Is it for the visual appearance of fluorocarbon or more the abrasion resistance?
Visual than anything else.
Yeah.
The abrasion resistance, you know, you lose a lot of sea bass. You know, their mouths appear to be hard, but they're not as hard as you think. And sometimes you just lip hook them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when you're fishing, so if you're feeling a perch bite your squid on, you know, your heavy 60-pound, it's not a perch. It's a lazy sea bass just kind of like looking at this thing, knocking it around and gumming it. And, you know, we got to wait, and just be ready to set the hook when that opportunity arises.
When do you set the hook?
Well, it sets itself for the most part, but I always give it a 3-count.
Yeah.
You know, and have your drag set. Just pull back on it, and they're you know, you get about 1 or 2 really good runs out of them, and then they come up like a bucket of water usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun fishing, though. But they shake their heads.
Oh, yeah. No, no. That's what pops the hook. That's what pops the hook.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep pressure on them. You can't get any slack in your line. you know, really pay attention. Communicate when you're on these hot bites over and under. Pay attention. No slack lines. You'll foul it up for everybody.
You talked about floral a couple of times. Like, yeah. Clearly that's a big deal for what you guys are doing up there. How are you using the floral? I mean, just tying the whole section on to a reel that's full of spectra, or are you tying a smaller piece on to a piece of mono? And if you're tying a dropper loop, it's obviously got to be long enough to tie the dropper loop out of it. So how do you guys use it?
Yeah,
you
know? Personally, it's different for me, but if someone comes out on a rental, you know, we'll have it set up with 30-pound mono and then put a 10-foot leader of fluorocarbon on there, and then, you know, a dropper loop six feet off the bottom of it, so you stay away from the sharks and the bat rays and things like that. Personally, I fish straight spectra to, you know, that same setup.
Okay.
It's a 6 foot.
It's a 10 foot.
Yeah, six to 10 foot of leader of that with a 2 to 3 foot fluorocarbon, you know, setup.
So if you're comfortable managing it, more advanced rig, real full of spectra, 10-15 feet of fluoro.
Yeah, you're not fishing in the mud per se all the time on a nest. Sometimes you're right up against kelp line and rock. It's like a kelp cutter rig for all practical purposes, but you got to know your spectra before you just pay $200 to get spectra on and get it cut off or tangled and stuff like that. So mono has a lot of stretch. You can't really pull a hook on 30, 40, 50 pound. You could try, you know, pull hard enough, but they have a lot of stretch. So if you're fishing along the kelp lines, you kind of want to have the spectra so you can get the fish back out. Cause they run for, you know, cover when they get when they bite.
Yeah. For sure.
That's good dope.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Matt? He's calling us from Ventura County this morning. What's up, Matt? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Question for Mike, what is your recommended calico bag setup and your favorite swim bait to throw up Catalina?
Catalina Island, so my favorite calico bass setup right now, I just bought the Penn Fathom 400 because it's economical and I beat the crap out of my stuff. and what we were saying earlier before we got on the show is stuff's going to go a little lighter. So, you know, back a few years ago, everything was 65-pound braid to whatever leader you can get away with. But I'm fishing, you know, 50-pound braid to, you know, 3 to 5 foot leader of, you know, 25-pound mono or 25-pound fluorocarbon or even sometimes 15-pound. But where we're fishing, you know, I'm fishing one of those, the MC baits or the pearls or even, you know, sometimes it's a good old gulp bait, to be honest with you. I mean, Vass will chew just about anything. Then I got into fishing those rattle baits, you know, like with big scoops on it.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Me personally, I like the fly line of bait just in general. You get in tune with that, you can catch anything. And then, but Christmas tree, big hammers, you know, for daytime, and then Atomic Punk or Midnight Phantom, big hammers in the harbor and stuff like that. Catalina Island, and any if the water's clear, fish something lighter. If the water's dark, fish something darker.
Lighter and lighter color.
Lighter color.
Clears,
yeah,
and
clears,
okay.
Exactly. Like that sexy smelt color, you know, the whole palette of big hammer stuff. Works really well in that greeny, cleary water, and then, you know, fish something brown, like, what's the heck's the name of that one? Like, it's a toast or whatever it's called. That one's good. But I fish 5-inch baits. And no weed guard.
No weed guard.
And then I fall on trends of these really cool belly hooked, like pickle something or another, Benny's Fishing or something. I don't really know all the names that stayed out of it. I just had a bunch
of. But you like a lead head, standard lead head swim bait?
Lead head swim bait.
Ounce and a half.
No, I fish a half ounce, three quarter ounce. Feel it fall.
They're nice
and slow.
Yeah, they eat it on the fall.
Yeah.
But most of the time, right?
And most of the time, you don't know your bit.
Yeah.
You know, they're aggressive, and if they don't pull back, you know, you're like, oh, so you got to really pay attention to how your line's coming off your reel. And, you know, I love calico bass.
Yeah, right? That's got me fired up.
For sure.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the text here. We got a great one from our buddy Gary White in Lawndale. Said, first, happy Mother's Day to Mike and Mark and everybody there. 22nd Street Landing is my home landing. My son and I will be on the CCA Charter Challenge on the Pride in October. Can you talk about 22nd Street Landing's parking, full-service tackle shop, and fish processing options?
It's a great question. Start off backwards. The fish processing, something we haven't ever really done. We've talked about it. And then there's this gentleman that was driving around picking up fish with a trailer and processing it like on the fly and delivering it to your house. So that might be an option come October. We just don't have the, you know, we haven't had that. We guys fillet it, right there and bag it up for you and put it in your big old ice chest. So pack your car full of an ice chest and be ready. You'll have filleted, really nice filleted fish.
And the boats are still doing, you know, traditional fillet, oh, yeah. on the ride back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. The crew's fried at the end of the trip. But as for parking, it's free. It's really cool. It's right across the street, big old park. Pretty safe.
Yeah, really great parking situation.
Yeah, we have a lot of parking, and it's really close to the landing, like less than 100 yards.
Yeah.
And then as for tackle, I just recently acquired the landing with Jeff Jessup, and Mark and Paul are still our partners. But I'm trying to mirror what you guys got going on downstairs, but it'll never be that great. But I have put in a lot of new terminal tackle and stuff that you need. So we have rigging. We have all the lines that you need. So if you're showing up with nothing, we have every single possible scenario to make sure you get bit. As for that October trip, I'm predicting it's going to be some kind of an offshore trip. It just makes sense, but you never know. It could be something strange going on at San Nicolas Island where mm-hmm. we're catching sea bass and yellows and whatnot. But I'm not sure if it's a day and a half trip, but if it is, it's probably going to go to Tanner or Cortez Bank and doing this, you know, flat ball. Or
you guys had such good bluefin fishing in October last year. It was just sickening.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that's a cool thing about Tanner Cortez. It's the same distance for you as it is for people in San Diego, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like just straight offshore.
Yeah, now that I'm down here, I hate to say this, but we stopped a lot of people from coming all the way down this far because our fishing was equal to, if not better.
Yeah.
You know, and the bait situation was good and everything was, it aligned. The stars aligned for us. We were very fortunate to have what we had up there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It was good fall.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Let's hope for another. And it looks like a repeat this year.
Yeah, totally.
We'll hope so, for sure. Hey, let's head south to where there's some good fishing going on right now. That's John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, guests.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, buenos dias. It's been an interesting week. This water's just giving us the fits. It's still 76 degrees. It warmed for the last couple of weeks. But this week, it pretty much stayed the same, and it's affecting the fishing. Now, we have, again, still real good pompano fishing, a lot of pompano down along the park border, live sardine available, so picking up a lot of nice pompano. There's loads and loads of big jack crevel around to for everybody to pull on, and they really are tuggers. There's some real good-sized jack crevel. A lot of fun for them. But the big deal for us really has been the marlin. The marlin are strong. Big, lot of striped marlin out the front, south and north. And water's a little warmer outside, a couple of degrees. It's like 76 degrees again inside, but it bumps up to 80 outside. So most of the anglers that aren't going for the pompano, they'll go down and hit the pompano and then roll outside, and they're picking up at least a couple striped marlin, releasing at least two, some boats as many as five or six. There's just lots and lots of striped marlin around. Good size fish too. You know, I'd say average size is 150 to 175 pounds. So, we're into the marlin, you know, we're waiting for this water to warm up so we can do better with the Dorado. We had a real, real strong week with the Dorado last week. This week has slowed down for them, and we're waiting for the tuna as well. So we're patient and waiting, but this cool water is keeping us down a little bit. I'm anxious for it to warm up.
I certainly know that by the beginning of June for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament, it's going to be wide open, right?
Yeah, I'll almost guarantee it. You know, last year was just such a wide-open tuna year. It's interesting. I just keep waiting for tuna to come rolling in. And because, as you recall, last year everybody got tuna. Everybody landed on tuna.
And there was a lot of other species around, too. So, yeah, it's just a good time of the year. And I understand there might be a spot open left at the hotel for our tournament.
I think we actually have three rooms open, So if you want to come and join us, it's a really good trip. A good bunch of people, a lot of fun. And I really do expect the fishing to pick up here this week. It's not like it's slow. Like I said, there's always stuff to catch inside, and certainly the striped marlin are thick. So if you want a marlin, now time to come down and bang one out.
Good
one
stuff.
Or two or three.
That's good stuff. And, yeah, and $1,000 cash for our tournament, thanks to Dave at Statewide Stripes. We'll look forward to that. And, if John, if somebody wants to come to our tournament, come down there at prime time now through October. Rancho Leonero, how do we find you?
There sure is. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, gentlemen. Nice talking to y'all.
See you, John. All right. Hey, let's head back into the phone. Talk to another John. John called us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And happy Mother's Day to your wife, Dallas. And yesterday,
her first
down
Mother's
on the water.
Day. Yeah, it's a big day.
Big day. CCA had a sponsored event on the El Dorado, and so I took my brother-in-law out, so now he's a CCA member. We were going to go up west and fish for the white sea bass, but the weather was just too 15-foot swell, so we were not San Clemente. And we had a great day out there. It, no sea bass, a few yellowtail. But overall, just a great day of fishing. And my question is, on your dropper loop, how long is your leader on your dropper loop for the white sea bass?
When you say leader, do you mean the length from the sinker to the hook, or just the piece of fluoro in general?
Just the hook coming off. You know how sometimes you're real short.
Oh, on the dropper loop, how far from the prime
yeah.
the main line?
So you're going to fish from the sinker to the start of your loop. I like fishing 5-6 feet from the bottom, and then three foot leader. It's long. It's long. I like fishing it that way. But, a foot and a half, 18 inches, was more than enough. But I like fishing a big dumb loop that
doubled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then tie in the knot.
Tying the knot on. Don't put your hook.
You're not making a rock cod.
It's not rock cod fishing.
Yeah, it's not a rock cod loop. There's a handful of other dropper loops that you can tie. Bob showed me a monkey fist that was pretty good. Didn't break that one. And then sometimes people like actually cutting the loop and making a long tag out of that.
Is that okay?
It is. Yeah. No. Yeah. If you're fishing 50 pound, you're generally pretty good.
Yeah, you're good.
Fishing 25 or something like that, you'll probably part it and
learn. Fish. All right. Hope that helps you out. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text here from Tom calling us from Hesperia. Wide reaches of Let's Talk Hookup through the app or on the Mightier 1090 there for sure. Oh, all the way up in the upper desert there. Hey, he says, hey, Mike, good to hear you representing 22nd Street Landing. Always a great time out on the Freedom, the Pursuit, the Monte Carlo. Great staff. Always maximum effort from every crew. Thanks a lot for the great fishing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice comment for sure.
All right. Well, hey, jumping back into the phones, we got Mike. He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, okay. Great. Got scared there for a second. Hey, I used to fish 22nd Street Landing many, many years ago, and you mentioned the parking was free and stuff. So I was basically my first question I was going to ask you, but I think it's something else to ask. So here it goes. Can you still have it's a tide question. During low, what I'm trying to say is during tide swing, can you still have current, or does the current basically stop when the tide is in between swings, mainly because you guys fish a lot of islands.
Yeah, there's current. Current can happen at any given point. I was having this discussion with somebody on my Instagram Live. They were arguing that the captain just drove around all day and didn't stop to fish. Conditions can happen at any point. It does happen with, more so when the tidal swings are, low tide into high tide and high tide into low tide. But you can be fishing the West End, high spot at low tide, and there's 30 knots of current. It feels like, it happens. You got the ocean does what it wants to do. Most of the better bites has been going into the high tide or going just out of the high tide for us. But being able to cover as much water as we do, you got to just look for just condition in general, water clarity more than anything else. You get murky water, you don't tend to catch a whole lot. But, get to some of these spots with slack tide, and you just kind of sort of have to wait it out or leave and come back. because you know these guys have a lot of experience fishing Catalina, Santa Barbara, San Nicolas Island, very current dependent.
Mm-hmm. Got to have the conditions.
You got to have conditions. But, you know, I've looked at my app with extreme low tides, and we're like, oh, we got a six knot, you know, current going on here. I don't know where that's coming from.
But, yeah, you can still have current even at a slack tide.
Correct.
How do you manage or how do you watch current? What app?
Oh, you don't. Just the tides. The tides. Yeah. No, you just get lucky.
I was going to say, is there an app I don't know about that's telling you what current's going on?
There will be one day.
I would think.
You can find just about anything you want. But you're looking at, I look at the tides for fishing. There's 1,000 apps.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, like tides for fishing. It gives you a good general guesstimation of what's going to go on. And the moon phase has a lot to do with every water movement. So.
Yeah. Are the sea bass been biting on the moons?
The sea bass are just biting because they want to right now. Yeah.
They bite when they want, right?
Yeah, if I come out of my house and there's moisture in my window, I know it's going to be a good day.
Oh.
It's just try it. Watch what it, just look at your, if you go out in your car. I mean, I'm up at all hours of the day and night anyways because, one thing or another. No. But if there's moisture on your windows and there wasn't the day before, watch. It's biting that day.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
The other thing that trips me out about fish biting like that is how you'll go through, we were talking about this the other day, how there'll be times when it just bites. It bites everywhere. And we had, in one day at the store, we were running quite a skeleton crew. Brandon was at the island at Catalina on a bite trip. They had limits of sea bass. The other half of the guys were out on the Shogun, limits of bluefin, as good as it could possibly be. Sea bass fishing, as good as it could be. Dallas and I were at Barrett, as good of freshwater bass fishing as could, you know what I mean? Like, there are just times when everything is
That day in Loretto, too. It was in Loretto.
Yeah, that's right. It was us that was talking about. You're right. Yeah. In Loretto, thousands of miles. It was as good that day as it could have been. Slow before that, and it just...
Right. There's some light switch that turns
when that,
on.
That switch was on, it was on.
Something in the atmosphere,
There's so much stuff on the internet that compiles data that you can, if you jot down your own logbook as a fisherman to all right, this didn't work, or wow, what did I do differently there? And you see it, and you can look at the barometric pressure, the farmer's almanac, you can actually do. I'm weird like that. I write all this stuff down, and I'm like, it seems like my windows are wet.
Let's go fishing.
That's pretty cool.
I should have been on the boat last night.
I like that one. That's pretty cool.
Been a busy morning. Here's your chance to get through. It's been there's one line open right now. You better grab it. 213-432-1090. Yeah, good one there.
Yeah. This one kind of similar to what you had before. It says Mikey has the most laid back personality for dealing with thousands of customers over the years. What did you do before sport fishing that gave you your great demeanor, which is such an asset? That's from John Leary, your favorite golf teaching fisherman.
John Leary. He got on a good secret trip too, by the way.
Yeah,
on that Pride. We couldn't talk about it. I couldn't celebrate his victory. Being a redhead, everybody talks to you or talks at you. But I had a cool job when I was in high school. I was a doorman at the Venetian dressed up in a stupid outfit.
Wow.
And I got to meet a lot of people. And, you can't be shy. But being a redhead, it's a curse and a blessing. Everybody's either making fun of you or not. And you just have to make jokes about yourself. So it's no big deal. But that's where it comes from.
That's it.
Growing up in Vegas.
Growing up in Vegas.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do.
This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun, and boy, as promised, it's time for the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting out there today. Catch Report sponsored by a very important sponsor today, and that's with these crazy gas prices going on. You need these guys, Net Summit Gasoline. Yeah. With all the crazy prices, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, but most importantly for your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's for real big-time savings. They also offer discount live bait certificates for Everingham Brothers and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. So you go in, get your fuel, get your, you know, you get
which
your fuel
like,
at a discount.
Like way discounted. Yeah,
huge.
Cheaper
than
Costco most of the time.
But by a considerable amount, and you're getting your bait for lesser money, and you're getting 100 pounds of free ice. Yeah, these guys are just awesome.
Good people, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Low prices, friendly staff, and a very easy in-and-out pull through with your boat trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena, that Summit Gasoline.
Saw a boat filling up on a local station here in Point Loma the other day, you know, struggling to get in and out of the gas station, paying probably 50 cents more a gallon. It's like, what? You obviously are not listening to Let's Talk Hookup. You got to go to Summit Gasoline. It's just right down the street. It's right there.
And it's directly in between the Shelter Island launch ramp and the Dana launch ramp.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great spot, no doubt. Well, hey, speaking of great spots, we're going to head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. Man, hey, you know, we had an interesting week up here. Our conditions here, we continue to improve. You know, things started to shape up here a little bit. Our water temps this week were like 62 to 63 degrees along our stretch of the beach there. And that red tide has really cleaned itself up over the last week as well. We've seen a lot of that kind of push out, at least up above like San Mateo Point there from like trestles up through Laguna there. So, you know, we saw some marked improvement on our half-day program with that water cleaning up. We had really nice bait this week, too, with a nice mix of anchovy and sardine. So that fly line bait fished really good, some good bass action on those half-day trips. You know, really it was what you kind of expect for, you know, early springtime. Water cleaned up, some fly line action there, some mixed stuff on those half-day, too, like the sheephead, sculpin, and a few nicer halibut as well were caught this week out on the edge there. Three-quarter day, still out there fishing that rockfish and some nice mixed bags as well on that stuff. Just the standard, you know, reds, picacho, sculpin, whitefish. You know, we did catch quite a few copper rockfish this week, too, so it was good to see our guys voluntarily releasing those. Good to report that all those fish went back, which is, you know, it's a big deal, too. So hopefully we can keep everyone on the same page with that as well. But we didn't really fold any bass fishing into this week. Just the water below, I'd say, like the checkpoint there on the 5 Freeway, that water through that stretch of Camp Pendleton is still kind of dirty in there as a result of that red tide. You know, the current stuff has pushed all that stuff down there. So hopefully that stuff will spin out this week, or the wind that we have coming will maybe push that stuff out as well. So we'll kind of play that bass fishing on those three-quarter day stuffs by ear. We'll kind of see what shakes out for next week. And then over at Clemente, you know, the Fury had some good fishing this week as well. A few yellows in their counts a couple days this week, and that fish was caught on both the live baits and on the yo-yo iron. Those fish were like 15 to 25 pound stuff. A couple nice sea bass as well. That fish was like 25 to 35 pounds, the ones that he caught. And, you know, just a standard bread and butter island fishing with the bass, barracuda, some really good bonito action going on over there as well. So just a classic spring deal over there at Clemente. So that kind of rounds out our week. We'll see what, you know, we have to work with this week. There's definitely some wind in the forecast that, you know, Marcus is going to have to work around to get out to Clemente. And, you know, looks like we're going to get a little bit of a blow here on the beach as well. So we'll kind of play it by ear, but that was our week. We'll see what we have going on this week. If you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup page, or you can hit us at danawark.com.
Awesome. Well, certainly some great fishing. Glad to hear that. Willie, glad to hear such good going on, and really glad to hear about the improving conditions. I know we got a little bit of weather here this week, but, boy, right after that, looking like a really nice stretch of good weather. So glad to hear things are shaping up in the best way there at Dana Wharf.
Cool. Yeah, we appreciate it, man. We'll see what we get to work with this week. So thanks for that.
Thanks, Willie. Talk to you next week. All right.
Hey, all right, fellas. Have a good one. See ya.
We're going to continue with our catch report. Talk to the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, on the line. What's up, Gundy?
What's going on, gentlemen?
You are, buddy. We're having a great time. Want to hear about that surf fishing. Still, I know it's still early season, but, boy, week after week, there's been some great halibut reports and everything you've been talking about. Has it continued?
Yeah, you know, there was a little spotty red tide kind of hitting the beach early in the week. Things were cleaning up, like Willie was saying, and by the end of the week, you know, we were back on the catch train or whatever. You know, I would say that halibut bite in the bays and harbors was largely unaffected. It was very good this week. It was just the beaches that were a little inconsistent. But, you know, we got a little more wind, and then the weather straightens out, so we're all right. Some more Corbina catches, too, early Corbina catches. But Klein Sinker reported solid perch action this week, nicer quality fish. We mentioned spawners are in the mix now, grubs, gulp, mussel, lugworms, all working. A shop regular has been on the Corbina up there fishing a stretch below Carpinteria. He had three fish this week from 16 to 18 inches fishing lugworms. They're starting to see a few sand crabs, and there was a few Corbina taken on sand crabs, and another one was taken by a fly fisherman. So that's a good sign there, a little stretch of beach holding Corbina. Lots of small halibut up here. Wiley's reported the best bet along their stretch there in Malibu was the reef beaches. Very good fishing for calico bass on the squid with some nice cabazon. They had a 4.5-pound cabazon this week. And like I said, cut squid has been the deal. Big Rock, El Pescador, the good stretches. Just Fishing reported red tide on some of the South Bay beaches there, but improving quite a bit by the weekend. And on Saturday, there were several posted limits of barred perch taken on grubs. Big Fish reported a good croaker bite off of Seal Beach, Bolsa Chica, Sunset Beach, that little stretch there. The fish are on small anchovies, chasing them outside the surf line. So the guys are seeing the birds breaking just outside the surf and hitting them with crocodiles or castmasters, and they're taking, you know, mostly 2-pound, 2.5-pound fish, but there have been a few chunkies in there, like a 4-pounder was also reported this week. More good halibut fishing, lots of shorts is the report along Long Beach. Shoreline Drive has been the stretch up there. Ketchum Tackle reported the lily call took place this week, and there was a little bit off-color water around, so, you know, I think last year a 20-pound halibut won it, but a 7-pound halibut won it this week, and then a 6-pound spot fin took second place. Hogan's reported some corbina catches in the cleaner water below the San Clemente Pier. A newly emerging sand crabs were working. Some guys bringing lugworms down there. And the key has been the real light biting, dropping down to 4-pound. You know, we talk about that. I don't like doing it, but if you have to do it to get a bite, go for it. Pacific Coast reported more good halibut fishing in the lagoons. Spotty on the beaches. A 13-pound, 8-ounce halibut leads the shop's halibut derby. A 9-pound, 6-ounce fish was also on the board, a couple of 8-pounders. That's kind of been the deal with the legal fish in the bays now, is like a 22 to 30-inch fish, you know, but good fishing in the bays, it continues. And then the guy said the orange mouth were starting to ball up under the lights, Rock Todd. You know how much that can that can be fun.
You add some chovy in there, man. I mean, when Mike was talking about chovy in the mix there, it's like, oh, you get that stuff in San Diego Bay and that orange mouth. Oh, boy.
Like the boys racing.
A little Zara puppy or something under the lights. And yeah. Have a good day.
Yeah, for sure. Great report, Gundy, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, great show.
All right,
talk to you next week.
Thank you. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, I want to remind you, the spring is here, and it is time to hit the beach for all your surf fishing needs. Check out surffishtackle.com. Also, CCA California and Bill Varney are teaming up for a great summer of several on-the-beach surf fishing clinics. You'll find all the details at fishthesurf.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app for the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check Kingfisher Charters.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs.
needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.